What is up, Telly Tune? Oh, we were seconds early.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We should have done our intro again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can remember it.
Wait, I don't remember it.
Let's just see. Okay, one, two, three. Welcome back, Telly Tune.
Welcome back, Telly Tuners. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Meg.
And you're listening to Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe
on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
Hello.
That took me a second.
No, yeah,
but
me
I got
too.
There. I was like, hello.
Hey, what's up?
This is our Euphoria episode.
It's true. It is.
We're really excited.
We are really excited. I haven't seen the show in probably years.
I watched it. I watched the first season with Andre like last year.
Okay, real.
Because I made him watch it. And it was one of those things where I was like, this is one of my favorite shows. You have to watch it. And then I was like, oh my God, this is so bad.
It's so intense. Yeah. Because I don't know if my like sisters have watched the show. Because I remember when it was coming out, I was like, it's pretty intense. Like, just so you know.
Yeah, it's intense, but it's like, I feel like my parents might be a little mad watching this because definitely when the show came out, I told them that I did not watch it. And they were like, are you watching this show? And I was like, no.
And she didn't watch it.
No, I waited until I was in college.
Yes.
I waited until I turned 21 and I watched it.
She waited until she turned of legal age to drink and to even know what some of the things in the show are.
Some of the crazy things.
Crazy things. But yeah, to kick it off, this song is in the show.
It's so good.
It's kind of like, I would say like the anthem of the show. This is by Labyrinth. It's Still Don't Know My Name.
Wait, the game's starting. We are going to play it in just a second, everybody.
Wait.
Okay, now this is Still Don't Know My Name by Labyrinth. Sorry about that.
Did things to your own and lovers would do in the dark. It made you a god. Priests, popes, and preachers would tell me I did wrong, but hey, it made a nigga flip. Now what do I say to make me exist? Oh, stranger. Still don't know my name. You still don't know my name. And I would die a slave. And right now. Wish you come over. Miss you, kiss you, and make believe. I'm dreaming of all of the possibilities. I'm kissing all over your body, my Nefertiti. Still don't know my name.
That was Still Don't Know My Name by Labyrinth. That song is really good.
It is a good one. It's just like, that was like the first season.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the anthem of the first season. We have like the second season album anthem in this as well.
Yes.
But that's for later.
That's for later. Okay, wait. So.
A little dip into the show.
A little dip into the show.
So the show starts off following the main character played by Zendaya. Her name is Rue.
Rue Bennett.
And she is a recovering drug addict.
Yes. Oh, wait. I said this in our Instagram, but just for people listening, we're going to talk about some kind of serious
trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Tonight's whole show, we're not going to get too crazy into it, but just we're going to be mentioning things. So, yes. Sorry, continue.
Sensitive topic. So, I moved my mic. I'm sorry if you guys could all hear that. It starts off with Rue just coming back from rehab. She was a narcotics addict.
Yes.
And are we allowed to say? Well, we are. It's college radio.
We're on B-side. Yeah, we can say whatever we want.
It's true. We're not allowed to have plugs. We're not allowed to plug anything.
Right, right. We do. We can't say whatever we want.
Yeah, but almost. We can try. No. But so she's like a recovering drug addict, and she comes home to her town where everybody, I guess, does all these things. Right. But
also, everyone knows. Everyone's like, it's kind of like a scandal.
Like, everyone's like, how are you doing, Rue? Like, how is everything? And it's just like, I don't know. It's just silly. And she doesn't really feel like she fits in. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, she is still dealing with being an addict. Yeah. So, along the way, she meets Jules.
Yes.
Who is new to town.
I love her.
And she is... she just transferred to the school. Yeah. And so, Jules is kind of getting, like, a fresh taste of all these... fancy characters. There's Cassie, there's Maddie,
Cat, and so they're three like good friends. They're
and they have
like,
a fourth friend who is always vaping. Friend, what's her name?
BB. Or like it's I think she has a different full name, but like they call her BB. And so they're kind of like the cool girls of the school.
And then Maddie's dating Nate Jacobs, is played by Jacob Elordi.
Oh my goodness.
Our baby boy. Except not in the show. We hate Nate Jacobs. Oh, spoiler alert. We
hate
him.
He's so bad. He's so bad.
And then there's Fez and his little brother Ash.
Yes.
Who are like drug dealers.
They're drug dealers.
And they're good friends with Rue. Mm-hmm. And then Rue's best friend is Cassie's younger sister,
Lexi.
I was like, what's her name?
Lexi Howard.
And there's just like scandal about the school. There's, you know, there's drama like as high schoolers do. But this is like a complete alternate universe where
high schoolers are crazy.
The craziest stuff happens in high school. And they wear really cool makeup and are epic.
Yeah. Also another cool thing, so Rue kind of narrates the show. She's kind of an unreliable narrator, and so basically in the first season each episode is like a different character's episode. So it's like eight characters or like seven characters, because I think the last episode's like all of them. But it's like a different episode for each character. There's also this guy in the first season,
McKay.
Yep. So he has an episode. We don't really see much of him in the second season, but he's there. He's dating Cassie. And then in the later seasons, there's a lot of like other characters who get added. Things get really crazy. But this next song is kind of just a vibe to all the crazy things that they're doing. This artist, she has a couple songs in the show, but I feel like this song is very like fitting for Rue, but also all of the other characters. It's kind of like a party song. So this is Sober by Lorde.
Night, oh God, I'm clean out of air in my lungs. It's all gone. Played it so nonchalant. It's time we dance with the truth. Move along with the truth. Hey, we're sleeping through all the days. I'm acting like I don't see every ribbon you used to tie yourself to me. Burn my hips and miss your hips. So let's get to know the kicks. Will you sway with me? Go astray with me. You're queen of the weekend. Ain't a pill that could touch our rush. What will we do when we're sober? I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? These are the games of the weekend. We pretend that we just don't care. But we care. Bet you when we're sober. I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish. can joke, get fucked up and possessive when they get dark. But my hips are Mr. Hips, so let's get to know the kicks. Will you sway with me? Go astray with me. King or queen of the weekend, ain't a pill that could touch our rush. She could touch our brush. But what will we do when we see? These are the games of the weekend. We pretend that we just don't care. But we care. What will we do when we see? I'm in a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our brush. But what will we do when we see? We're fading to daylight. We're jaded. We know that over in the morning, you'll be dancing with all the heartache and the treason, the fantasies of leaving. But we know that when it's over in the morning, you'll be dancing with us. Oh, dancing with us. Oh, you'll be dancing with us.
That was Sober by Lord.
Yeah, so Queen. I feel like that song Lord. Can be like Rue, because obviously Rue struggles with being sober, but also to me that song is also more the other characters, because I think the other characters, they're, it's all just so crazy because they're all teenagers who just like casually use drugs.
Casually use like crazy like narcotics.
It's like, it's so crazy. There's like, it's just so funny. Like there's this scene in season one, it's like a carnival scene, and like
they just like go behind, they go up to like one of these counters and like, could I meet Molly or whatever. Yeah, it is
like, it's so, the way that like I like kind of have it memorized, so I'm gonna reenact.
Yeah,
it.
Reenact.
Okay, so like
I'll be the guy.
Okay, so oh, like the scene before that. So oh. Like Maddie and Cassie, they're not having a good night, and Maddie goes up to Cassie and she's like, are you having a good time? And Cassie's like, no. And Maddie's like, me neither. Wanna do Molly?
So good.
It's like so funny.
Because like for everybody else it's so casual, but for Rue it's like pretty detrimental. Like if yeah. she's like near it or anything like that, like it's like it's like it's an addiction, you know. Yeah. And like it really, the show does a really good job at like, okay, what do I know, you know? I've never like dealt with anybody who's like gone through what Rue goes through, but like it really shows like the heaviness of like a drug addiction.
Yeah.
And
with,
it's crazy.
Yeah, with her they kind of do portray it with a seriousness and mm-hmm. with like, I think they actually portray it really well. It's just a lot of people critique the show because the other teenagers, like the way that they're portrayed, it's like, okay, they're just like crazy.
It's like they're just doing it. They're not like addicted the way that Rue is. So that's right. Why I think like that's a really interesting, like it's a really interesting perspective mm-hmm. because it seems like Rue is the only one dealing with this problem.
Right. But they all have other addictions.
Yeah. They all have their own thing. Yeah. Like Nate's addiction is like, he's like addicted to like porn, isn't he?
Yes.
It's like, cause I'm like, is that like his thing? And like, there's like, What else? Like, there's, like, alcoholism. Yeah, like, it really is, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, Winnie the Pooh. You know how all those, like, deal with, like, mental illnesses? Like, all of them yeah. have, like, their own crazy
yeah.
things.
Yeah, Jules is, like, a love addict. Like, she's
yes.
just... She just is, like, addicted
great
to...
Great take. That's a great
she's
take.
She's addicted to, like, attention. And then, like... Kat deals with like a lot of insecurities, and so she kind of like starts overcompensating mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, I'm trying to like think of all the characters.
Cassie is just like,
Cassie is also addicted to love.
Yes.
I think she and Jules have very similar storylines. She is like addicted to being in a relationship. She's such a lover girl. And then McKay, he like, I just think his storyline is so funny because
he's
everyone
just like
else,
so normal.
Everyone else is battling like literal demons, and he's like, but I want to play football. But coach put me on the bench.
McKay. Too. McKay and Lexi are so normal. Like
they're so normal.
I'm like, oh gosh, like I would hate to be them going to their high school.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this next song I picked, just because like, I don't know, just like as a blanket song because this song kind of deals with just like addiction. I think that it's not, it's called Dealer by Lola Young. And she's like talking about like her having like a drug dealer, mm-hmm. but I hear it as like she's addicted to this like man. She's addicted to like a relationship. So you can see it as her being addicted to anything and running away from that addiction and trying to escape, but keep like the battle of keep going mm-hmm. back, you know? So yeah. This is Dealer by Lola Young. was Dealer by Lola Young. It's just, you know, I think the show really has like a good take. I didn't even think about it as like love is also an addiction. Mm-hmm. Like I just kind of thought about like, wow, Jules just like, you know, she's going through her own thing and yeah. Cassie's going through her own thing, you know. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, I like that. And I just like that song a lot because I feel like that's just a good one to be like, I don't know. I just like that one a lot. I love that song so much. That's a good song. And I was like waiting for a good chance to like play this song because I'm like, oh, it's just so good.
Yeah.
And this week was a perfect one because
yeah,
drugs.
I think this week is a good time for me to play a lot of my songs because I think a lot of my like modern or like pop songs, like it really fits the vibe. Okay. Question time.
Question time.
Who is your favorite character and what character do you think you are?
What if I was like, my favorite character is Cal and I think that I like am mad.
Oh my God.
My favorite character is probably Lexi. Oh, no. I love Fez. I love Fez. Fez is my favorite character.
I'm gonna cry.
I think that I am Lexi.
Okay.
Because so I just real. Think that like, if I'm anyone, you know, I don't really do all that, you know, like I, you know, I can respectfully like sit on the sideline and be like, okay,
go girl.
Hey, do what's best for you. You know, like do the right thing.
Right.
Cause I feel like that's so Lexi. Like she's a very loyal friend to Rue and she's like, she just wants her to like do the right thing. But she's also like, I'm not going to be like your mom, you know?
Right. I love when she opens the door in Halloween. She's, I'm Bob Ross.
I love her. Oh, wait, shout out Andre.
Yes.
You dress up as Bob Ross.
My boyfriend went as Bob Ross, and I thought it would have been, like, funnier if when he dressed up as Bob Ross, I said, oh, you're Lexi from Euphoria. And he didn't get it.
Oh, because he hadn't seen it?
He saw it, but I feel like...
Oh, forgot.
He's only seen the first season.
Oh, okay, real.
So.
Yeah, she's just the sweetest. And then in the second one, she writes a play. And I was like, she's so mean. She's like, I just love her. Yeah. And she just wants Rue to read the play. But Rue's so focused on her relapse that...
On her next fix.
Which is like so insensitive. Like, so sorry, Rue. You're a fictional character, but still. But yeah, so she... I don't know. I just like Lexi. And I think she's Lexi. So sweet. And I think that I am her.
Yeah.
Because I'm sweet and I'm cute and I'm all these things, whatever.
Yeah, that's so real.
What character is your favorite and who do you think
okay,
you are?
I agree. I also think I am Lexi.
Love it.
And I think like the reason like I think there are so many reasons that I think I'm her. And like there's one scene, I have a song, I don't know if I'm gonna play it, but there's one scene where she has like made up her mind and she's like gonna go see the boy that she likes who's like working at a gas station, and she like
gets that one Fez
yes and she like puts her headphones on and like listens to like this like hyper pop song, and she put on her lipstick, she put on her little outfit, and like then she goes and she's just like stands awkwardly and she's like, hey. And I'm like,
I love her.
And that scene, very relatable. And then also like, yeah, she writes a play, and everyone gets upset by this play in season two. And
some people get
very upset.
One of my favorite scenes is when Rue is like, woo! And then they all start clapping, and I'm like, that's my favorite. And I'm like,
yeah, I love, and she starts like chanting. But there's in like the play scene, like when people are getting upset, Lexi's mom starts like shouting, like defending, and she's like, she's a writer. This is what she does. She's a writer.
So what happens in the play is Lexi says that the high school is putting on Oklahoma, but she actually writes a play about everything that's going down in season two of like Euphoria.
And it's like, and season one, like she writes about everything.
Yeah. And she has all these people playing the like characters that are in her life. And Cassie, Lexi's older sister, it like flips out because she's portrayed in a bad way because she does horrible things in season two. And then she like goes on stage and she's like screaming and like throwing
it's
a fit.
So
and then
bad.
Their mom goes on stage, she's like, She's a writer.
And I feel like that's just, I feel like that's like my mom talking about me. Like, she's a writer. It's okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. I dropped something. I can't find it.
Oh, no. Megan dropped something.
It's way under my chair. But.
I think I'm Lexi. And then favorite character. Okay. This is really controversial.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready, Megan?
Yes, I'm so ready.
I love Jules. I love her.
I don't think that's controversial.
Okay. A lot of people hate her.
I think they hate her because of how things ended in season two. And I think because... So, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but like
spoiler
also
alert.
It's been years, so go watch it. But Rue and Jules date.
Yes.
And they are like... Rue is like so in love, and Jules is just kind of a, like, she really likes the attention, and she likes her too, but I don't think that she's as like devout, because I think that, here's my psychoanalysis, I think that Rue is looking for the next thing to be addicted to, and I think that she finds that in Jules, and she finds like she finds herself feeling high like when she is with her, you know, like she like finds that like love, whatever. So then when Rue is like at her lowest and she starts to relapse again, Jules like leaves.
Yeah.
And like, what is, I don't even remember that scene of her like leaving, but I remember it's like abrupt and she's like, well, I'm going, or something like that. Did she leave her a message, or what was that?
Well, what I remember what happening is like, what I remember from the last season is like, Rue relapsed and like they find all of her drugs, and so they flush them.
Yes. And then, Jules tells, well, they're before that, in the end of season one, Jules leaves.
Right. She does.
Yes. And then she comes back with a cute bob. And then,
but then I love that. Yeah, and with the cute bob.
In the second season, Rue relapses like hard, and she starts like pushing drugs as well, but from like these really sketchy people, and they give her like a suitcase full of stuff, and she's supposed to sell it, but she hasn't sold it. She's just like kind of doing it.
Yeah.
And then Jules, she tells Jules, who she trusts, and then Jules tells her mom, who together they flush all of the drugs. So, I mean, of course, they're doing the right thing, but they don't know that she got them from, like, a crazy drug lord who will, like, probably kill her.
Right.
Who it ends up being, like, implied that she's not going to kill her. She's going to, like, get the money other ways.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it gets bad.
It gets really bad.
We're going very deep into it.
But it's true. Sorry. Trigger warning. But, yeah, so I do think that, like, I can argue for Jules' side on that, because I do think she was trying to do what she thought she was doing what was best for Rue, because you don't want her being addicted to drugs. You know, like, that's bad. You also don't want her having a suitcase full of them, because she could die. She could kill herself. So I just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on Jules' side.
I'm glad you think that, because a lot of the, well, Jules does do some bad things. Like,
it's true.
I do agree that she does some bad things, but a lot of the internet, like, hates her and thinks she's, like, the worst person in the show. And
but flaming her for that, I think, is crazy.
It is
crazy. You have to understand, like, the duality of that situation.
Right. Yeah. I think I like her a lot in the first season. I really like her outfits. I love how, like, bubbly she is. I think she's just very, like, misunderstood. Yeah. But my next song is for Jules. It's for Jules and, like, a little bit of Rue. It's kind of sad. So, like, kind of sad lyrics. But I also picked it because it's, like, I feel like very, like, musically, very, like, Euphoria. So this is
Die Young by Sylvain Esso.
Yes.
I had it all planned out before you met me. Who's gonna leave early? So swiftly, maybe in a fire or crash, all for early. People would weep, how tragic, so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
Die Young by Sylvain Esso. Is that how you say your name?
I think so.
Okay. I didn't say it earlier because I didn't want to pronounce it wrong and I panicked. Mm-hmm. But that song, I feel like the lyrics are a lot of jewels of, like, I don't know, she's kind of just, like, reckless a lot in the beginning, and then I think, like, kind of gets grounded a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of them are really reckless and don't think about, like, the harm they're causing to themselves and others. And that's kind of about, like, what this next song that I have queued up is about. This is by Miley Cyrus, and it's called Golden G-String. Hear me out! Hear me out! It's from her Plastic Hearts album, so, like, I think everyone listens to that. And this is, like, her kind of, like, lament, being like, I was crazy, you know? Like, I understand, but, like, everyone's crazy. Like, everyone around me was crazy, too. Like, look around. Like, you don't see everyone else doing it, too.
Oh, I know this song.
Yes, this is a good one.
I'm excited.
So, this is Golden G-String by Miley Cyrus.
Up in Montecito, I was thinking about my life, and the questions made more questions, staring out into the night. Yes, I've worn the golden G-string, put my hand into hellfire. I did it all to make you love me and to feel alive. I think I'll stay. There are layers to this body, primal sex and primal shame. They told me I should cover it, so I went the other way. I was trying to own my power, still I'm trying to work it out. Man's in the big chair, and his heart's an iron vault. He says, if you can't make ends meet, honey, it must be your fault. We all focus on the winners and get blinded by their shine. Maybe caring for each other's just to 1969.
That was Golden G-String by Miley Cyrus. Funny, funny name.
Silly, silly name. Silly, but it's silly, so silly. Sweet.
But I enjoyed that song.
I love that one. When I hear that song, I cry because I just think about Miley Cyrus and I think she's so strong. And she's been
I love
so
her. We were just talking about how much we love her.
Yep. That album was so good. Bring back that Miley. Like, I love Plastic Hearts. That's so chugging good.
It's really good.
So this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yeah, this song is in the
Dirty
show.
Dirty Work, Dirty Work.
It's season two, I think, has a lot of really good songs.
It's true.
I like added so many to my playlist. I feel like season one is very, they're like modern pop. And then season two, they were like, let's play some like oldies, which I think is really cool. They do this like thing of like kind of contrasting. But season two opens with like a Fez episode. And I love him. The character, the actor, sadly passed away after season two. So rest
Angus
in peace.
Cloud, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angus Cloud.
So he's not going to be in season three. Which
he's not
going to
be in season three. It is very sad. But this song like opens up with his backstory, and it's like, I'm not going to describe the scene because it's crazy, but it's a crazy scene. And it's very like action packed. So this is Dirty Work by Steely Dan. That was Dirty Work by Steely Dan. That's kind of a different vibe than a lot of the songs in, like, the show, but I really like it.
Let's talk a little bit about Fez, because he's, like, a really important character.
He is an important character.
He is Rue's drug dealer.
Yes.
But also friend.
Yes.
Confidant.
Yes.
And so, they're good buds. And he has, like, a really sad, like, story.
He has a really sad story. So, Fezco, he... like did not have good parents, so his grandma kind of took him in. His grandma was a drug dealer, but she like, and I don't know, she really like loved him. She probably wasn't the best caretaker, putting him in dangerous situations, but she did really like care for him more than his parents did. And then she basically got, I don't know, I think she got really like sick, and she is now in like current, like when the show left off, because there is going to be a third season.
Mm-hmm.
So in like season two, she was like in a coma, and Fez was just taking care of her. But he kind of had got thrown into this life of like selling drugs to take care of her, and just kind of that's all he knew how to do. But he, like, deep down is a really good person, and like he actually like tells her that he's not going to sell to her anymore because he realizes like how badly it's affecting her.
But then that's a crazy scene too, because then when he tells her like she's not, like he's done like giving her stuff, mm-hmm. she goes and sneaks in and like tries to steal drugs from his grandma.
Yeah.
And then he kicks her out. He's like, are you kidding me, Rue? Like, stop. Because like the lengths that she would go to. And Fezco's little brother Ashtray.
Oh my gosh, baby boy.
Well, there's crazy spoilers at the end of the season. Should we not say that? Did you say it already?
I started to say something, but...
Okay, well, so we're going to say a spoiler in 5 seconds. So if you don't want to hear the spoiler, it's the very last episode of season 2.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to hear a spoiler, leave and then come back in like 10 seconds.
Bye, Andre.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ashtray gets shot. Okay, yeah. So...
I went... R.I.P.
No, for real.
R.
But, okay, so this next song I have... Oh, wait. Hopefully everybody's coming back now after the trigger warning. the spoiler alert.
We just... we're full of spoilers. We're full of triggers today.
It's true.
It's a crazy episode.
Yeah, we're just like crazy trigger happy right now.
In the Beast Eye studio.
But, so this next song is by Tyler, the Creator. It is Noid.
Things feel out of order. Look around, I'm not sure. Paranoia, no. Feel it in my aura. Living between cameras and recorders. These but can't afford ya, no. Home in private, home invasions got my brothers dying. Notice every car that's driving by, I think my neighbors want me dead. I got a cannon underneath the bed, triple checking if I lock the door. I know every creek that's in the floor, motherfucker, I'm paranoid. I loop around the block, eyes glued to the rear view. Rather double back than regret hearing pew pew. Never trust a bitch, if you good, they could trap you. So just strap it up, buddy, fuck around and strap you.
Trust these people out here, please. Whatever you do, keep to yourself. Keep your business to yourself. Don't even trust these motherfucking accountants because they will try to get over on you, okay? Please, because I don't want to have to fuck nobody up. I promise to God.
This is so good.
Watch your surroundings.
No cameras out, please. I wanna eat in peace. Don't wanna take pictures with you niggas or bitches. Nervous system is shook way before 19. LA will do that to you. Where you from, nigga? Who you? Satellite, screenshots, paparazzi, NDA, privacy. Yeah, right, I got a better shot in the NBA. Ain't no respect for nothing. Voice recording all discussions. Her, him, they, them, or anybody. I don't trust the man. At all, some pray for my fall. Hearing clicks on the call, niggas hacking for some rough drafts. Bitches looking for a buff bag, wrist that for some jaw. Nah, you sing alone, but you don't know me, nigga. Nah, never ever, not at all, y'all. Niggas cross the line like fuck the stop sign. They wanna know where I close my eyes at. I keep my eyes wide. Don't got this shit cooked, Brody. Look, Brody, handshakes got me shook, Brody. Niggas want info about me. Read a book on me. Oh.
That was Noid by Tyler the Creator. That song just kind of like, I don't know, I feel like just kind of, because he talks about like his brother and stuff like that, and I was like, ugh. Yeah. Fez and Ash. Ugh.
That's really sad.
It's playing. Stop playing.
Oh, I thought you were playing the... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were playing the other one. That's no, a good one, too.
I think this one was, like, just more Maddie.
That makes sense.
But this next song I have for Maddie. Let's talk a little bit about Maddie.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't talked about her, but she is, like, a very iconic character.
She's the queen.
She... I think, like, a lot of people, like... I saw someone say that, like, Alexa Demi should have been the breakout star from Euphoria, not Sydney Sweeney, and I totally agree. So Maddie is basically, she is like hot girl of the school, but she's also really sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really interesting because she's like cheerleader, has a lot of really close friends. Like,
she can horrible
be,
and mean, but like,
but only if you deserve it.
Yes, only if you deserve it. She's not horrible, she's just like, sorry, you know.
She's very like, she like knows
she
how to,
does not gaff.
Yeah,
she does not gaff.
She knows how to defend for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And
she like
defend for herself. She knows how to defend herself.
She's the most stylish girl. Like, she's just the best. She's like the queen of confidence.
Yeah.
And her and Nate Jacobs are like involved. They're on and off always. You never know when they're together or when they're broken up. And in season 2, spoiler alert, stop listening. 1, 2, 3, Cassie. Maddie's best friend sleeps with Nate.
Drama.
And so this song I have for Maddie, this is Ariana Grande's The Boy Is Mine.
How can it be you and me? My people to be, can't unsee it, but I don't wanna cross the, I'm usually so unproblematic, so independent. Tell me why. Cause the boy is mine. Find something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over to mama. God knows I'm trying, but that's just no use denying. The boy is mine. I can't wait to try. Be a reason why my girls may always come through in a sticky situation. Say it's fine. Let this get into time.
That was The Boy Is Mine by Ariana Grande. Oh my goodness, I don't know if we've done the thing.
What thing?
You are listening, if you're just tuning in.
Oh my gosh, if you're just not tuning in.
You're listening to Telly Teams with Megan Klo, WIUX B-Side. This is the end of our Euphoria episode.
It's true. It's really true. It is.
Okay, wait. I have a question for
yes.
you.
Yes, hit me.
Is like, I feel like there's a lot of like iconic episodes. I don't know, there's like the carnival episode, there's like Halloween episode, and then there's like Lexi's Play, and there's a lot of others. So like, what is, you, if you had to pick a favorite episode, what's your favorite episode?
Lexi's Play.
Okay,
that episode is crazy. Yeah. It's jam-packed. Yeah. And or because it's two parts, isn't it?
It's two parts.
Mine is probably the second one. Is that the one where they have, where they sing I Need a Hero?
Oh, we should have put that song.
We should have. I didn't even think of that until right now, until yeah. I just said that. But a scene where this one actor, Ethan,
he's so good.
He plays it's Nate so Jacobs. Good. And there's the rumor that Nate Jacobs is gay.
Right.
And even though he's like this, like, he's male. Like, no, like, I would never, whatever.
He's so, like, ultra male.
Like but oh he's, God, like, alpha very male. Clearly, you know, he's, like...
He's got a little
he's in him. Pretty. And, but he's just, like, you know, insecure, whatever. Next. Mm-hmm. But so, they sing I Need a Hero and have, like, it's like a whole musical number where they have all the boys in the gym. And it's just, like... hyper, like, sexualized, like, dancing.
It's so,
like,
funny.
It's like, hysterical. It's the best scene. And in that scene, because Lexi and Cassie's mom go, she's, like, screaming.
She's like, ah, ha, ha.
She's like, ah, yes, ah. Like, it's hysterical. Because then also Ethan, that same actor who plays Nate Jacobs in the play about all of them, he plays Cassie and Lexi's mom.
It's so good.
And she screams, like, oh my God, I love their mom. She's probably my favorite character.
She's Suze. She's so good.
She's hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so that's probably my favorite episode. What's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode, I think, is like, there's a lot of good ones, but I think the carnival episode. Because I think I just like it. The carnival episode, it's like,
it's packed.
It's a lot of tension, and there's a lot of like crazy things going on, and they have this like intense like carnival soundtrack playing the whole time. It's like dun 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 dun, and you're like on the edge of your seat. Like on the like one point, Rue's sister is missing and they can't find her.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
we didn't even mention her.
Yeah, once. Gia. And then Nate and Maddie get into like a really bad fight, and like Kat's off doing crazy things, and like it's just like there's so much, like, it's like everyone who has all this like drama and secrets is all in the same like vicinity for
and
this,
you're like learning so much.
It's so crazy. And I just love the sound. I love the colors.
Yes.
I also really like the last episode of season one, which is where the next song is from, because it's like the school dance, and I love a good school dance teen drama episode. Like it's all leading up to this one night.
Wait, this is the song from the school dance?
It's not from this. It's like they play it in like the last 5 minutes.
Okay, this is the song when she relapses.
This is the song when Zendaya, when Rue relapses, and Zendaya like starts singing, and you're like, what?
And then Zendaya,
you're like, huh? And then you're like, oh, this is cool.
It's super it's epic. So good. It's a really, really well done like insert of like a musical number. So this is by Labyrinth and Zendaya, All For Us.
That was All For Us by Labyrinth and Zendaya.
And I'd just like to say really, really quickly, that scene is one of the coolest scenes probably ever. But this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIX B-Side Internet Radio, our Euphoria episode. Have a great night, Teletuners.
We will see you not next week, but the week after that.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye.